Well, that starts from childhood. In other words, so how much influence do childhood relationships with their parents or with their keepers have on that child's adult life? And are these children doomed to repeat the painful failures or the joyous successes of their parents?
They're not doomed to it, mm-hmm. although many do it.
Yeah, I know.
There is a tendency to continue to regurgitate the old thoughts, the old habits, the old ways. And as they do, they create or recreate in their own experience again and again more of the same. You see, life experience is of great value, for through it you become wiser. And sometimes, as you become older, you say, well, if there is one thing I learned from that, it is that I don't want it anymore. And while you say it sometimes in fun, there is great value to recognizing what you do not want. But holding your attention upon what you do not want does not free you from it. Instead, recognizing what you do not want and letting it assist you in focusing upon what you do want, and then thinking about what you do want, is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in your experience comes to you by your invitation of thought and word and action. And so it is a matter of thinking more and more in every day about what you do want, and then using your willpower, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
All of this conversation we've had regarding this topic, regarding the business of inner being and warning bells and guidance system, could have been shortened to one phrase: seek joy.
Mm-hmm.
For as you are seeking that positive emotion, then you will discover very quickly that when you think of what you do want, you do get it. And so there are some who discover, even without the wisdom of an Abraham, that when they give their thought to that which they want, they bring forth the power of the universe in a positive way. There are many who discover it, but there are many more who do not.